to read the Dua Arafah of Imam Hussein, then we will see that what was the significance of the day of Arafah, and particularly the Dua of Arafah of Imam Hussein. Arafah, it was a time, or it comes from the root, Ayn Rafa, means to know. So it is a moment that we should seek to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It also means a lofty place. So not only is it lofty in Hajj, but it's also a place where the believer, he should ascend to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He should try his best to gain the ma'rifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you have not read it, then I advise you. Because one purpose is, yes, to seek your needs, but another purpose is that to understand Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to understand the teachings of Ahlul Bayt, how they teach us to get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And just one, a few phrases from that dua, Imam Hussein, he states, إِلَهِ عَلِمْتُ بِإِخْتِلَافِ الْآثَارِ وَتَنَقُّلَاتِ الْأَطْوَارِ أَنَّ مُرَادَكَ مِنِّي أَن تَتَعَرَّفَ إِلَيَّ فِي كُلِّ شَيْءٍ حَتَّى لَا أَجْحَلَكَ فِي شَيْءٍ. Subhanallah. That Imam Hussein, he states, and you'll see that he's giving us the stages of ma'rifah, of knowing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, O Allah, I know that when you've placed all of these effects into motion and they're changing, meaning the world. You see how the world, it spins. You have different seasons. And as these things, they change. He says, I know that you intended from this thing that I will come to know you in everything, that you have control over everything, so that I will not be neglectful or ignorant of you in anything. So, in other words, that we should know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from everything, from every effect, from every change, everything that goes on around us, we should understand and know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from that. But we see Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam says, this is Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. Here he's only pointing to the first step of ma'rifah, to know Allah simply by looking at everything around us and knowing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has control over all of those things. And those things should point towards Allah, should lead us towards Allah. But then further on in the dua, Imam Hussein, he states, إِلَهِ تُرَدُّدِي فِي الْآثَارِ يُجُبُ بُعْدَ الْمَزَارِ فَاجْمَعْنِي عَلَيْكَ بِخِدْمَةٍ تُوصِلُنِي إِلَيْكَ كَيْفَ يُسْتَدَلُّ عَلَيْكَ بِمَا هُوَ فِي وَجُودِهِ مُفْتَقِرٌ إِلَيْكَ. SubhanAllah. He says, if you've known that, he says, then raise your ma'rifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And understand that, yes, although Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has control of all of these things, the universe, the whatever is in the heavens, whatever is in the earth, whatever is in space. He says, but when I look at these things, can I really say that these things have pointed towards you? Because they actually depend upon you. So how can they lead me to you? So Allah, you lead me, basically saying, you lead me to yourself. You give me the ma'rifat of yourself. It says, أَيُكُونُ لِغَيْرِكَ مِنَ الظُّهُورِ مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ حَتَّى يُكُونَ هُوَ الْمُظْهِرُ لَكَ. He says, are all of these things, the sun, the planets that we know of, the changing of seasons, are they more evident and more apparent than yourself that they can show me to you? So Allah, you show me to yourself. This is basically what Imam Hussein is saying in this ibadah. So we should seek closeness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This short life that we have, sometimes 20 years, 30, 50, 60, maybe even less. We've seen our friends, our families, sometimes at a very young age, leave us. So the importance in our life should be seeking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, seeking this closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the statement of Imam Hussein in this dua, and I will close with this, is one that from the very first time I heard this, it just stuck with me. because it is something that you can keep with you for a lifetime and ponder upon this for a lifetime. And in fact, this is something that we should ponder upon. This should be our, you could say, our beacon of light, our guide in our life. That whatever we are doing in our life, that what are we really seeking? What are we really after in this dunya? Yes, we have to take care of ourselves, we have to take care of our families, but for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And within the parameters which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has set forth. So therefore, this question which Imam Hussein, he poses in Dua Arafah, that always stuck with me, and hopefully I will give it to you, let you understand it, ponder upon it, and keep it with you. Imam Hussein, he says, مَاذَا وَجَدَ مَنْ فَقَدَكْ وَمَا الَّذِي فَقَدَ مَنْ وَجَدَكْ. He says, he who has found you, what has he lost? And he who has lost you, what has he found? That in this life, as we go forth, we study, we work, we involve ourselves in this life, our focus should be upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To find Allah, to find and understand Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and live our life by that criterion that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has set. And if we have found that, then what have we lost? But if we've lost that focus, then what have we found? What have we put in place of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives each and every one of us tawfiq and success in gaining his ma'rifah and following the path of Ahlul Bayt. And may he make this day a blessed day for us and answer all of our du'as in it. Wa akhiru da'wana walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wal asri innal insana lafi khusr. إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان العين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وبه نستعين. والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد. وعلى آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين لا سيما بقية الله في الأرضين أرواحنا له فداء. أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في كتابه الكريم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يره، ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة شرا يره. صدق الله العلي العظيم. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد وعلى محمد. الله سبحانه وتعالى، he states in the Quran that whosoever does any minute action, any minute good, it will be seen. And whosoever does any minute bad, it will also be seen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is aware of our actions, and those actions will be taken account for. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we know from the hadith of Ahlul Bayt, also from the many dua, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is one who covers our actions and He forgives our actions. And one of the reasons why He does this, so that we as His creation will also learn to do the same with our brothers, with our relatives, with our community members, that we forgive them and we cover their actions. That we are forgiving as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is forgiving. And this is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet, who he states that he was sent with a mission to complete the best of manners. إِنَّمَا بَعِثْتُ لِيُتَمِّمَ مَكَارِمَ الْأَخْلَاقِ. He was delegated to complete the best of akhlaqs. And one of the things that he stated about the best of akhlaq, the best of manners, he says, خَلِّكُوا بِأَخْلَاقِ اللَّهِ. That embody and take on the akhlaq, the ethics of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one of those ethics and manners is to cover the shortcomings of others, cover the shortcomings of the mu'mineen. And Imam Hussein, again, in Dua Arafah, he points to this by saying, Ya man satarani min al-aba'i wal-ummahat an yazjuruni wa min al-ashairi wal-ikhwani an yu'ayyiruni wa min al-salatin an yu'aqibuni ولو اطلعوا يا مولاي على ما اطلعت عليه مني اذا ما انذروني ولا رفضوني وقطعوني فها انا ذا يا الهي. He says that, oh, you who covers me, covers my shortcomings from my parents, from the fathers, and from my mothers, from the mothers, that they may not take me or hold me accountable, and from my relatives and from my brothers, my ikhwan, brothers in deen, so that they may not fault me, and from the rulers, so that they may not punish me. And if they knew, if all of these people who you've covered my shortcomings from, if they knew about those shortcomings, they knew about what you know about me, Allah, then surely they would not have given me respite, they would have rejected me, and they would have cut me off. So if Rasulullah, he's telling us to have this akhlaq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by covering the shortcomings of others, then we see that what we're saving them from, we're saving them from shame, we're saving them from being disgraced in the eyes of others. So as we move forward in this day of Eid, and thereafter, a day in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is forgiving our shortcomings. As brothers, as community members, as relatives, we should look towards one another and we should forgive one another. And we should move forward on that point. And even moreover, that as one of the Eids that we quite often we look forward to is as Eid al-Ghadir, it is also an Eid of Eid al-Akhuwa, a time that you make the pact of brotherhood. So first you prepare yourselves for that pact of brotherhood by forgiving one another on this day and making true bonds of brotherhood, covering one another's shortcomings so that they are not disgraced or looked down upon in the eyes of others. And I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He gives us this tawfiq to forgive our brothers who have perhaps done us wrong, and to move forward as a strong community, strong family, and help one another become the true companions of Imam Zaman. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He hasten Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. And may Allah hasten reappearance of Imam Zaman, make us among his helpers, his companions, and those who sacrifice our lives for him. Wa akhiru da'wana walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, bismillahir rahmanir rahim, wal asri innal insana lafi khusr, illa ladhina amanu wa amilu salihat, wa tawasaw bil haqqi wa tawasaw bis sabr.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. First of all, congratulations to all of you on this great occasion, the Eid al-Adha. As you all know, there is a little bit of change in our programs because of the availability time of Sheikh. As you all know, he's inshallah going to be available for Salat al-Zuhr, for the noon prayers on a daily basis. And inshallah, he's going to also be available for the Salat al-Isha, inshallah, on a daily basis. Sundays he's off, so don't call him, but other days inshallah he's going to be available. And one addition to our programs is going to be the Tuesday night dua Dua Tabassul. So inshallah, try to. No, on Tuesdays, inshallah. Tuesdays, inshallah. So inshallah, again tomorrow, yes, we'll have Dua Komail, and then Friday we'll have Salatul Jum'ah, and then Saturday, inshallah, we are going to have a celebration, continued celebration for this great occasion. That said, please recite the salawat. اللهم صل على